A number of staff members of the Pocahontas County Schools for quite a while now have been actively advocating to be allowed to use their personal cell phones or other devices while at work. The primary reason they cite was safety, since during an emergency, teachers and other staff members would be able to call 911 or notify other staff during an emergency using these personal devices. Three of the five county schools, Marlinton Elementary School, Marlinton Middle School, and Hillsborough Elementary School, already have access to commercial cellular signals. And right now, staff can use their cellular devices pursuant to the school's personal acceptable use policy. That policy basically prohibits personal device use by staff while they are instructing or supervising students. The issue advocated by some now would be to allow staff at the two schools with no commercial cell service, PCHS and Green Bank Elementary Middle School, to link their personal devices to the school's broadband network in order to access the internet, receive and send texts, and make phone calls. The board members held a work session before the regular June 7th Board of Education meeting to discuss this issue and to help them reach a final decision on the issue. The safety issues of communication during emergencies were addressed by Ruth Bland, who represented Superintendent Beam, who was unable to attend the meeting. Bland said the schools have already been addressing these communications during emergencies issues. She explained that staff already have access to three forms of emergency communication in every classroom: voice over IP phones, which can directly reach 911 or any other phone number; handheld radios that can reach all other staff in the building, including the front office, which has access to analog landlines; and a new intercom system that allows communications throughout the school. Bland said that the only additional measure would be to allow the school staff to access the school's broadband network with their personal devices. She said that opening such access to personal devices risks violations of federal laws protecting students' educational records and student privacy, as well as the possible introduction of malicious computer viruses, including ransomware, into the school network. So Bland said, to safely do this, those staff members connecting their personal devices to the school network would have to allow the schools to access everything on their personal devices. This would subject them to discipline or even loss of teacher certification if anything unauthorized is found on their personal device. Bland said it would also require the schools to create another broadband network which would not have access to student records, and that would be incredibly expensive to create. In addition, Bland said this is unneeded since every classroom already has a phone capable of making outside calls, as well as the intercom system and handheld radios. When the item came up for a vote during the regular meeting, four of the five board members voted to not allow that access to the school network by the staff's personal devices. Only board member Sam Gibson, citing recent school shootings, voted to allow that access. Be sure to keep listening to Allegheny Mountain Radio for part two of this story about the June 7th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, where we will tell you about the other items discussed and voted on at that meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.